Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez, and today we're special guest today, Mr. Jim Hastings. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Denise. Thank you for inviting me to be on the show. That's an exciting time for us in the Cactus and Rock Club, and happy to share information about that with you.
Well, Jim, you are a man of many interests, and you wear many different hats in the community, if you will. And I see that you are also going to participate at the November Cactus Appreciation event coming up on November 3rd.
The club and other clubs in town indulge in my hobby, which is cooking with cactus. So going to do a little demonstration, a little tasting during the celebration on November 3rd. It's always a lot of fun to do that and to watch people's eyes go big when I say, here, eat this cactus.
Right, exactly. And Jim and I, we know each other for a really long time, and I know that you go by the Gringo Gourmet.
Correct.
If you will. So I know that there's a lot of interesting dishes that you make. I remember the first one that I ever tried was the Not Your Mama's Nopalitos.
Well, that's the name of my website. And I try to do things that are non-traditional in that when you cook cactus, it acts like okra and it secretes a mucilaginous substance.
Right.
And so I try to cook that off and plate it with it different ways. And so this upcoming talk, I'm going to do a section called Play With Your Food and show that you can take one basic ingredient and do a lot of different things with it. So it'll be fun.
Oh, very good. Very good. So, yes, definitely culinary is one route to go with cacti and succulents as well. So let's talk a little bit about the event. I understand that the El Paso Cactus and Rock Club is celebrating their 81st year. And with that, they're going to kick off the Cactus Appreciation Month, which is the entire month of November. And their celebration is going to be next Saturday, November the 3rd, from 9:30 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. at the El Paso Outdoor Resource Center. And that's at Memorial Park off Grant Avenue, 3105 Grant, to be specific. And that was formerly known as the El Paso Garden Center. So it's a great central location, a great event center where you're able to have a talk as well as demonstrations, if you will. So let's dive right into it and see exactly what y'all have planned for your Cactus Appreciation event.
Well, I'm very, very excited about a presentation by Dr. Michael Powell. Dr. Powell is from Sol Ross State University in Alpine. He was on the faculty down there for 40 years. He is now a professor emeritus, and he's going to be introducing his new book, Flowering Plants of Trans-Pecos, Texas and Adjacent Areas. You may not realize it, but Trans-Pecos, Texas is a 9-county area, which goes all the way down to the Big Bend, and it just astounds me that he can identify all of the flowering plants in that vast region. He's written the 11 major scholarly books. A talented writer, and even laypersons like me can get a lot out of the things that he writes. So that's just going to be a terrific highlight for the whole meeting, I think. And I'm crossing my fingers that, one, he will bring some books that we can buy, and two, that I can afford one.
Right.
It's supposed to be a massive tome, and we'll probably need a dolly to carry it in and out of the building.
Wealth full of information.
You bet.
If you will. Very good. And you'll also have a book signings throughout the convention.
Yes.
From Dr. Powell as well. And then up next, we have 1010 Cooking with Cacti. And there's a name that I recognize on there.
Yep. That's a good old Gringo Gourmet.
Right.
Playing with his food again.
Right. There you go. So it's a nice little in between the different sessions. You're going to have an actual, the culinary aspect of
right.
Cacti as well.
It's a little bit lighter than the heavy science that some of the talks will feature.
And we do have a lot of interest on folks always calling into the show or writing into the Master Gardener help desk. And a lot of questions on succulents and cacti. And seeing is that we're at the beginning of November, it's only going to get colder. For folks that have a small or a modest collection of succulents or cacti, I think it's really great to talk a little bit about how it's appropriate to care for them cooler winter.
Many of us, myself included, have several cacti and other succulents in containers. Many of my cacti, I think about 40 at last count, are not cold hardy.
Mm.
And so they get to take a walk twice a year into the garage in the fall and out into the sunshine again in the yard in the summer. Two things can happen with your cacti. If they are not cold hardy and we happen to have a pretty substantial freeze, what happens is your cacti store water in their cells. And when they freeze, you get ice crystals, and ice crystals can puncture cell walls, and so your poor plants literally bleed to death. You can start out by watering your cactus garden heavily because wet soil is warmer than dry soil, and so that's going to protect the roots quite a bit. You can also cover them during a hard, cold night. Never use plastic because plastic has no insulating property. And if the plastic is touching your plant, it can still freeze even though the air under the plastic is a little warmer. So use your old bed sheets, your old beach towels, whatever you've got, and then have fun taking them off the next morning.
Right.
Because when you cover a plant at night, it still needs sunshine in the daylight, so remember to remove it. Don't leave it on all winter long. Many of our plants need to hibernate during the winter, and some of my own cacti do not get watered late October, mid-November, until about March or April. So they're just dormant, resting, and using up the water they have collected previously in that, and they do fine with that. I'm lucky I have some window panes in my garage door, so they do get some light. And on a warm day, I will open the garage doors and let them get a little more sunshine. I like little succulents, and I have several little dish gardens with succulents in there. And they get pretty much the same treatment. Get them out of the cold, but remember that they have to have some light. If they start to look a little wrinkled and shrivelly, it won't hurt to give them just a little bit of water during the winter, but you don't want to soak them down. Our biggest crimes with all of our succulents and cacti is drowning them.
Exactly.
We overwater. I tell everybody, next time you go out for Chinese food, steal a couple of extra sets of disposable chopsticks because your chopsticks is a good water meter. You can stick it in the soil in your planter, pull it out, and say, oh, it's dry, maybe it's time to water, or, oh, it's damp and muddy, don't water.
Don't water.
Chopsticks are much easier and go deeper in pots than my index finger.
Right.
And that, and it's tidier, too.
Right, exactly.
So lots of little things you can do with them. And that it's really interesting. Stephen Brack, who's going to be one of the speakers, he's going to talk about succulents of South Africa. And I happened to have been at his house a couple of weeks ago in Albuquerque. He was a retired greenhouse operator in Belen, New Mexico, moved to the big town in his retirement and discovered cacti. So he is experimenting with a lot of cactus in Albuquerque outside in his yard to see how they will stand Albuquerque's winters. They're a little cooler than we are.
So
I like to buy cold cacti from the north of New Mexico because they're hardier when we bring them down here for our winter, but then sometimes they don't like our sunshine. So it was fun to see the seedlings he's growing, and I'm looking forward to hearing about South Africa and what he has brought back from there.
Right, exactly. Sounds like a little interesting side hobby that he's gotten into in his retirement. And I know that when it's much easier to transport plants in and out of your garage or your porch areas to bring them in for the winter, as you've described. But what about folks that may have some cacti planted in the ground or in their beds that they can't easily transport into shelter?
In the ground, I was amazed in Tucson one winter because one of the nurseries I visited had about a half acre of columnar cacti, tall, skinny, green things.
Right.
And they had put the 36-ounce styrofoam cup from the 7-Eleven store on the top of them because the growth bud on the cactus is at the very tip. The bottom is fine. The tip is what freezes. And so with their little hats on, it looked like little military formations out there on this half acre, and they were keeping the growth tip good. I have done that on a couple of columnar cactus that got too big for me to safely transport.
Oh, I see.
They've done fine with that. And that, again, water the soil if it's going to be a hard freeze. Most of our freezes in El Paso drop into 30-ish just before sunup. And so we've got an hour or two of freezing, which doesn't do a lot of damage, and then it warms back up when the sun comes out. Worst case scenario, we have a hard freeze. Use some old fabric to cover your cactus. Water the ground because wet soil, as I said earlier, wet soil is warmer than dry soil. And I have even taken cardboard boxes and put them over some plants, put rocks to hold the boxes down,
right,
and hope that they didn't get too wet. Because that's a mess, cleaning off a cactus.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
So, you know, keep them warm. I've got a couple of areas I have struggled and brought in large rocks.
Oh, okay.
And planted some of my more delicate cactus right up against those rocks because it absorbs heat during the day.
I see.
Radiates it back at night. And just that little bit can make a big difference for a plant. It creates a warmer microclimate.
And
it cooks them in the summertime, but
right.
they seem to like that.
Right, exactly, especially in that wintertime. And, you know, it's really interesting to see how our weather patterns are in the wintertime as well. Because, like you said, it can get fairly cold at night, but then we have those bright and sunny days that, you know, completely clear out there. The sun is out nice and warm. So I really like that we're on the same page as far as using whether it's a cardboard box or some kind of light sheet to use as opposed to plastic. We always talk about this as far as protecting our plants, and we want to avoid using plastic itself. There's no insulating properties on there, but also if you get too close to that plastic and there's no air ventilation coming out winter days, you're going to trap all that heat in there.
It's a solar oven.
Exactly. You're going to end up cooking your cactus and not the good way that you cook your cactus.
That's right.
Most definitely. So we're talking here about, we have another event coming up here with Gabriel. Quebradas de Durango, Mexico's Golden Triangle, presentation by Julia and Martin.
Julia and Martin are a couple who happen to be blessed in living in Mexico, and they're cactus fanatics.
Mm.
And they're not academics, but they who can hold their own with any of the scientists in the room. And so they're going to share Quebrada cacti down there. And some of the other succulents, they do wonderful photographs, and they're going to be a very fascinating talk.
Wonderful. And they're going to round up the last part of event for that day,
right.
Correct?
And we will also have some cacti and other succulents for purchase. And that we're fortunate in having a nursery in Socorro, New Mexico, which specializes in cold hardy cacti and succulents. And we work with them to bring plants down here. And a few books of different types. And it just turns out to be a very nice day, so you can satisfy your thirst for knowledge and your hunger for shopping.
Oh, there you go. What better to do some shopping on a Saturday? Very good. And just to remind our listeners, the event is next Saturday, November the 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the El Paso Outdoor Resource Center at 3105 Grant Avenue. And that's at Memorial Park. It's formerly known as the El Paso Garden Center. So we do hope that we see a lot of you out there, whether you're a fanatic or even just an enthusiast or just want to learn more. We do know they'll also have some free advice from cactus specialists out there to answer all of your questions and get some nice little light refreshments while you're out there. So come in and it's all free. Wonderful, wonderful. And you can bring your pocketbook too,
yes,
in case you want to get some early Christmas
yeah.
gifts. Wonderful. So we hope it's a great afternoon for you all, and we wish you the best of luck, and we want to thank you for coming up and sharing your event coming up here. And again, congratulations on reaching your 81st year as a Cactus and Rock Club for El Paso.
Yeah, we're challenging the El Paso Symphony for the oldest organization in the town.
Oh, very good. Good, very good. Well, great clubs to be a part of. Two different worlds, but it's great. Wonderful. Well, Jim, it's always a pleasure to visit with you, and I look forward to seeing what you're going to do with playing with some food at the Cooking with Cacti demonstration, and we want to thank you for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.
And we want to thank you for listening to our program. And we want to thank Danny Gonzalez for engineering and producing today's show. I'm Denise Rodriguez. And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.